Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing but the truth.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, for Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, I am Ore Naphtali here with you again, bringing you nothing but the truth here at 1907 Vine Street at the House of Israel here in Cincinnati, Ohio. Shalom. It is a great blessing. It's a great honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to be able to stand before you all this night, indulging in this great sacrifice, the sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. I praise Yahweh for this opportunity. I praise Yahweh for this blessing. And praise Yahweh for all my brothers and sisters and friends that's indulging in this great sacrifice with me tonight. Hallelujah. So yes, we're going to bring to you once again nothing but the truth. And the truth is Yahweh's word, his true unadulterated words. And who is this Yah? He is the creator. He is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. He created light and darkness. He created good and evil. He is the host of all spirits. For the spirit of beast shall go down, but the spirit of man shall go up unto the Almighty from whence it come. Yahweh, he made all things. And this is the one that you want to get yourself acquainted with. This is the one that you want to get yourself to know. For he is the creator, he is the savior, and there is none beside him. Hallelujah. Tonight I'll be bringing you the sacrifices of righteousness. As you see recorded in the book of Psalms 51, I will be bringing you sacrifices of righteousness, number 5 and number 6. But I want you to read, to keep yourself sharp and in tune with the scriptures, in Psalms 51, verse 19. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. So when you go to your sisters and brothers in the Christian community, when you go to your brothers and your sisters in the Islamic community, and you say, hey, Yahweh is the creator, and we are descendants of his people, his chosen people, which descend from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are the true Hebrew Israelites, and we must abide by the laws, statutes, and judgments and commandments of Yahweh that is recorded in the scriptures of truth in your so-called Old Testament. And they say, well, you can't walk in the ways of the law. You can't abide by this Old Testament because you can't make sacrifices. You have no sacrifice. And now we have this new sacrifice that comes by the way of JC. He died, and now we don't need sacrifice. But this is what you want to let know. Somebody missed, told you. Somebody deceived you and told you that Yahweh was all about these animal sacrifices. But this is why you want to get your knowledge up. This is why you want to invest yourself in the knowledge of Elohim so you can know exactly what the Almighty expects of us. And you show him. Yahweh is pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness. And if they want to know what the sacrifices of righteousness is, you should be able to tell them. You should be able to break it down to them if you're listening and learning. Tonight we're going to deal with number 5 and number 6. But let me tell you this, people. I have to rehearse it. I have to repeat it. For this is how we learn. Through repetition, through consistency, through diligence. And diligence, all it means is to be continual. Be continual every day, every night, the next day and the next night, and it's continual. That's what diligence is. And I have to tell you that these sacrifices are spirits. They come by the way of a spirit. You know it's a spirit because these sacrifices, you must learn them. And there's only one way to learn them, and that's by the word of the Almighty. And people didn't even know it. People didn't even realize the word of Yah is spirit. Why you think when Yahweh said he breathed the breath of life in man, he became a living soul? He breathed spirit in him. And this is where spirit comes from the mouth of the Almighty, from the words of the Almighty. Why you think when he spoke, it just came to pass? When he spoke, it came to be. And we know that wisdom is a spirit. We know that knowledge is a spirit. Just by going to the book of Ezekiel, the 11th chapter. We know that understanding is a spirit. So, and what do you think the law of Yahweh is? He said, this law shall be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the people. In other words, he said, this is going to be your spirit. This is going to be the spirit that's going to be in you. This is going to be the spirit of this people, the spirit of the nation. And the people abroad, the nations, is going to see that spirit. They're going to see the doings and the ways of the people with such a spirit. But look what it says in Isaiah, the 11th chapter. And it says, in the second verse, and the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom. And yes, wisdom will come to you by the way of words. That's why we know that this book, it's a living book. And the spirit of the Almighty is in this book because this is the book of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom and the spirit of understanding. The spirit of counsel and the spirit of might. The spirit of the knowledge of Elohim and the spirit of the fear of Yahweh. These are all spirits. And once you possess these, it will show in your spirit. And so I just want you to know that these sacrifices are not just some things that you might know, some things that you might write down in your notebook, some things that you can just read about, and then you can go to your friends and your brothers and sisters, and you can talk to them about it. No, this is really a spirit. And once you really have, once you really possess these, it will be your spirit. See, anybody can pick up the book and learn knowledge, but that don't mean you got the spirit of it. Anybody can pick up the book and read and recite scriptures, but that don't mean that you have the spirit. And see, a lot of us, we just have the knowledge. We know, but Yahweh has not yet blessed us with the spirit. And it's a big difference. You can and have knowledge. But do you have the spirit of knowledge? You might even have some wisdom. But do you have the spirit of wisdom? We're dealing with sacrifice number 5, 6. And I don't know, for those that didn't listen, the first sacrifice is the sacrifice of obedience. The sacrifice to obey. And yes, to obey is better than sacrifice, as is recorded in 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, verse 22. And I'm only going to show you one verse when it comes to the sacrifice, because I'm dealing with 5 and 6 tonight. But I must show you this. That way you can really understand sacrifice at 5 and 6. But the spirit to obey, you must have the spirit. Because if you don't have this spirit, you can read this book all you want. You can study all you want to. But Yahweh will never open up your heart. He will never allow you to possess the true riches of the knowledge. Let me show you in the book of Joshua, the 14th chapter. And for myself, I even used to scratch my head. And used to ask myself, how can a brother or sister have be so knowledgeable? Know so many scriptures, but still be lacking in their spirit. Still be lacking when it comes to their heart with the Almighty. But they can quote your scriptures back and forth. Because like I said, people, anybody can pick this book up, go on Family Dollar and get you one, and you can read it. But that don't mean that Yahweh is going to yield his spirit to you. This is why we try to tell the people, it's not just about you studying. It's about you humbling yourself. It's about you breaking your heart down and breaking your spirit. And getting humble. And then the Most High can unlock the spirit that comes with knowledge, that comes with wisdom and understanding. Look what it says in Joshua, the 14th chapter, the 24th verse. It says, and I'm going to read 13. It says, and Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh Hebron, for an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto his day. And why? It tells you. Because that he wholly followed Yahweh Elohim of Israel. He wholly followed Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And this is the spirit that the brother showed. Go to Numbers, the 24th chapter. See, he wholly followed the Almighty. Why do you think he wholly followed the Almighty? It's because he had the spirit of obedience. He obeyed the Almighty. And Numbers, the 24th chapter. Actually, not Numbers 24, it's Numbers 14. took you to Joshua 14, but I actually meant to take you to Numbers 14. But it still lines up with the point. Joshua 14 lets you know that he walked, followed wholly behind the Almighty. And therefore, he got himself an inheritance. And to follow wholly with Yah, you must have the spirit of obedience. The spirit to obey. And you know he followed wholly behind the Almighty. And he desired to do it. Because Yahweh wouldn't have accepted him. Yahweh wouldn't have blessed him. He desired. He rejoiced. He delighted in following after Yahweh. Look what it says in Numbers, the 14th chapter, verse 24. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him. He had a different spirit with him than all the other brothers and sisters that was in the camp that brought back a bad report when they went and spied out the land. The people that murmured against Yahweh and Moses in the wilderness. The people that didn't believe in Yah, and they didn't believe in Yahweh's prophet. This brother, Caleb, he had another spirit with him. And the spirit that he had, it lets you know in the 24th chapter of the Joshua, he followed holy. All the way with Yah, which means that he obeyed the Almighty. And as it says in 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, 22nd verse, to obey is better than sacrifice. And then it says to hearken is better than the fat of rams. In the book of Micah, the 6th chapter, it says, wherewithal shall you come before the Almighty and bow yourself before the great and terrible Elohim? Shall I come with 10,000 rivers of oil? 10,000 rams was 1 Samuel 15 and 22 says to hearken, which is the second sacrifice of righteousness, is better than the fat rams. And people, this spirit is a must. The spirit to hearken, the spirit to listen. I'm only going to show you one scripture concerning this so I can hurry up and get on to what I'm dealing with tonight, which is sacrifice number 5 and 6. But I must show you this. In Isaiah, the 48th chapter, and it's not ironic that the first verse says, Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Yehuda, which swear by my name, the name of Yah, and make mention of the Elohim of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. All over this verse, you will hear the Almighty tell the people to hear. Like it says, if you keep going down to the 12th verse, hearken unto me, O Yaakov, and Israel, my call. I am he, I am the first. I also am the last. My hand also have laid the foundations of the earth. My right hand has spanned the heavens. And when I call unto them, they stand up together. The Most High is telling you this because he wants you to know that he is truly great. Why don't we understand this about God, that he is truly great? You call yourself believing in the Almighty, but you don't believe in the Almighty. Actions speak louder than words. You don't believe in Yah. You don't really believe that Yahweh is great and is capable, that there is nothing too hard for him. And all you have to do is fall before Yah and seek him, and you will find him. He will answer you, but we don't believe. But let's get to the meat of the matter. Look what Yahweh says. In the 16th verse. No, let's start at verse 15. Isaiah 48 and 15. I have spoken. Yeah, I have called him. I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Who is he talking about? Yahweh's talking about his servant. Because Yahweh said, listen, I need the people to hear some things. I want the people to know some things. And I have a mouthful for them. And I'm going to send my servant with a full mouth, a full message for these people's ears. Because these people need to listen. And although they might not listen, it's going to be for the record. I spoke to them. I told them. I sent my servant. He says, listen, he's going to make his way prosperous. Why? How's he going to be prosperous? Although the people not going to listen. They know for not listening. He's going to make his way prosperous because he's going to do the job. Whether they hear or whether they forbear, he's going to do the job. He's going to show up. He's going to bring the message. He's going to bring the inspiration. And he's going to do it daily as long as Yahweh wants him to. He's not going to fail. He's not going to fall back. He's not going to fall off. He's going to be prospering this thing. Come ye near unto me. Hear ye this. I have not spoken a secret. Elohim, his spirit has sent me. See, this is all about the spirit of the Almighty. These sacrifices is about the spirit of the Almighty. See, Yahweh don't want you bring a sacrifice unless you got his spirit on you. He wants you to have his spirit, the spirit of wisdom. How you going to bring a sacrifice to Yah and you don't even have wisdom? How you going to bring a sacrifice to the Almighty and you don't even have knowledge and understanding? If you don't possess these spirits, ain't no telling what you bringing, Yah. And you don't know what you bringing either. You don't know what you're doing. But when you have the right spirit, you know exactly what you're doing. You know exactly why you're doing it. And you know when you're doing it, you know you got the full understanding. You know what Yahweh's expectation is. You know what's acceptable. So, yes, the spirit of these sacrifices, yes, it's the spirit of Yah. It's the spirit of Yah. Look what it says. I'm going to read this one more time. It says, come ye near. And now this is Isaiah. This is the servant of Yahweh talking. Yahweh just told you in the verse before that I've called and spoken, I've spoken and brought this man. He said, I've called him and I have brought him, and he's going to make his way prosperous. And now that his way is prosperous and he's doing what he's supposed to do, he's telling the people, come near unto me, hear ye this, I have not spoken a secret from the beginning, from the time that it was. There am I. And now Yahweh Elohim and his spirit has sent me. Yes. The whole reason Naphtali is up here tonight, because Yahweh's spirit sent me. When Moray Ishai, Yahweh's spirit sent me. Moray Ishaiah, Yahweh's spirit sent him. Moray Obadiah, Yahweh's spirit sent him. And you have to ask yourself, it's either one or two things. Yahweh's spirit sent you, or you going in the imagination of your own spirit, your own heart. And yes, there is those that run in their own imagination and their own spirit. But no, not here at 1907 Vine Street. You don't have to believe me, but I'm trying to inspire you to. Yahweh has sent us to speak to you. Look what it says. Thus says Yahweh, thy Redeemer. Which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Are we not telling the people how to profit, how to prosper in truth, how to prosper in the Almighty, how to make the proper sacrifices the proper investments to make to get Yahweh on your side? It says, which leads thee by the way you should go. The 18th verse. Oh, that thou hadest hearkened. If you just had that right spirit. If you just hearkened to my commandments. Being had your peace, being as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. All you had to do was have that spirit to just want to listen. Because Yahweh is sending his spirit. Wisdom is crying in the streets. But when you got a foolish spirit, all you want to do is be heard. All you want to do is not break your heart. You want to discover your heart. You want to conjure up your own understanding on how you don't have to serve the Almighty. How you don't have to fall down and humble yourself and afflict yourself before him. And how keeping his laws, statutes, and judgments is not necessary. Oh, that you just had hearkened. If you had that spirit in you, my goodness. And the Almighty said, I want my servants to be gathered together. In Psalms 50 and 5, gather my saints together, those that has made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the covenant is your third sacrifice. That's your third one. And the covenant is based solely on one thing, and one thing only, and that is your faithfulness. And we're not a faithful people. We have no faithfulness with the Almighty, therefore we don't even have faithfulness within our household, within our family. Look what it says in Proverbs, the 11th chapter. Proverbs, the 11th chapter, the 13th verse. It says, a talebearer revealeth secrets. You ever told somebody something and say, hey, I don't say nothing. But next thing you know, it get back to you. Said, talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful what? Spirit concealeth the matter. As I told you, all these sacrifices are about spirits. And the covenant that Yahweh is talking about is a covenant of your faithfulness. This is why Yahweh said in the book of Deuteronomy 7 and 9, he said he is the faithful Elohim that keepeth covenant. And only a faithful man will make a covenant. Because he's faithful. And he wants you to know that you can count on him. He wants you to know that he's sincere, he's honest, he's telling you the truth, and he's not about to change. He's not about to swindle. He's not about to deceive. He's faithful. And this is why you're saying our fathers make covenants with strangers. Because they just faithful men. And when you're faithful with the Almighty, you're going to be faithful with men. Because Yahweh is expecting you to be righteous. It says, I want you to see this scripture in Proverbs, the 20th chapter. Verse 6. It says most men will proclaim every one his own goodness. His own goodness. See, when you proclaim your own goodness, that's arrogancy. That's pride. But the scriptures say, but a faithful man, who can find? It's hard to find a faithful man. It's hard to find. And I'm going to tell you, people, a faithful man is a man with the spirit of Yah. Because there's only one way to be faithful, and that's if you have the spirit of faithfulness. The spirit of the sacrifice within itself. The spirit of the covenant. You must have a spirit. And only way you're going to have this spirit is if you got the spirit of wisdom. You got the spirit of the knowledge of Elohim. The spirit of understanding. Because other than that, you're not faithful. I don't care what you say out your mouth. It's only one way to be faithful, and that's if you have the spirit of Yah. And this is why it's hard to find a faithful man that has a spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. People made covenants and they breaking them. You know why? Because they're not faithful. Their marriage covenants, business contract is just a business covenant. They breaking all their oaths and covenants and agreements. But yet, they think they're righteous. They think they're good. They think they got it going on. But you know what? They're unfaithful. And to serve the Almighty, you must have the spirit. You must be faithful. You must be steadfast. You can't be like the wind. Once you believe, know, and understand that Yahweh is He and there is none beside Him, well, you got to act like it. And just one scripture, and that was the third sacrifice. I'm getting there, people. I have to show you the sacrifice of the broken spirit. And your spirit has to be broken. This is why you're not getting wisdom. This is why knowledge is really not unlocking the spirit within you that it should. You learn in scriptures, but you still not getting it. You're seeing many things, but it's still not penetrating. You hearing many things, but it's still not penetrating your heart. In the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter, I ask myself, how can a man and a woman, a brother and sister, keep the Sabbath and not be blessed? How can they come to the class every Sabbath day and still not increase? Well, Yahweh said, listen, it's just the same as the people back in the day. It's just the same as your ancestors. Just because you know that you're Israel, it's good that you know you're Israel. It's good that you have woke up and you know who you are. And once you know who you are, you need to know that you're the most rebellious, stiff-necked, hard-hearted people on the face of the earth. That's what you need to know about yourself. That's the iniquity of the fathers that's upon the children. It's upon us to this day. We are stiff-necked, hard-hearted people. And this is why Yahweh said you got to break your heart. You got to break your spirit that got your neck stiff. You wake up to know who you are, but you still bring that same spirit, that same heart that our people had in time past. A harsh, that hard heart and spirit that still refuse to obey, still refuse to hearken unto the Almighty, still refuse to be faithful with the Almighty. All because of that rebellious thinking that you have in your mind, your heart, and you just bamboozling yourself. Hosea the 10th chapter, the 12th verse reads, sow to yourselves in righteousness and reap in mercy. Just sow righteousness. And you will reap in some mercy. Break up your fallow ground. Break it up. In other words, break up your spirit. Break your heart. For it is time to seek Yah. It's really time to seek Yah, people. This is time to seek the Almighty. Trouble is here. Trouble is coming. It's time to seek Yah. It's time to put your thoughts, your pride and arrogancy down. And say, man, I really need Yah to open my mind. I need Yahweh to really show me and teach me the way. But the only way he's going to show you and teach you is if you sit your tail down. Put yourself, talk to yourself, commune with your heart. And say, man, I ain't nobody. I need to sit down and I need to get back into baby mode. I need to start being more of a listener. Because Yahweh's servants is trying to teach me. But some things I still not getting. And why are you not getting it? Because you haven't broken up your fallow ground. Your spirit is still stiff. Your heart is still hard. And Yahweh is not going to let you get his wisdom. This is why you're not going to make the sacrifices of righteousness that you should be making. Because when you start making these sacrifices, it's only because wisdom has entered your heart. Knowledge and understanding has entered your heart. Now, oh, look at them making the sacrifices. Look at them inspired. Look at them going down, doing the right things now. Making the right investments now. But one day, a lot of us, we're going to smack ourselves on the thigh. And we're going to say, how did I listen? We're going to talk just like the prophet talked. I didn't spend my strength and not, and my work has been in vain. But let that not be you. But it says, for it is time to seek Yah till he come and reign righteousness upon you. See, when you start to humble yourself, just start talking humble to yourself. Start with that. Look in the mirror and say, man, something ain't right. I need to get it together. How come I'm not looking in? Don't you know Yahweh got servants? He's calling to speak to you. You should be paying attention. Unless you're the servant, and you should be the one speaking to people. You the one that should be going to and fro. But you know you're not the one. You know you the one that's supposed to be sitting down and listening and doing the things that Yahweh's servants is trying to tell you that you need to do. Gather yourself together. Afflict yourself fast. Pay your tithes. Plant your feet in the sanctuary. Feed the poor. Support the work and the service of Yah. Listen to your teachers. This is all we're trying to tell you. This says, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek Yah till he come and rain righteousness upon you. And that's what this is all about. This is true righteousness. This is the sacrifices of righteousness. To obey the Almighty and do what He wants you to do. To listen to Yah. And there's no way around it. When you listen to Yah, you're going to have to listen to His servants. Yes. Do y'all listen to Moray Naphtali? Yes, you do. When I come in the name of the Almighty and I tell you, thus says Yah, and give you the inspiration of the Almighty, I'm only trying to save your life. I'm only trying to inspire you to serve Yah. Why wouldn't you listen? Because I'm ugly? Because I'm real black? What is it? You don't like me because I rubbed you wrong? Talk to me about it. If I offended you. But either way, you must listen to me. You must listen to the servants of the Almighty that He has called. And we're not going to keep sparing you. Sparing your feelings. Y'all said spare not. You got to tell the people the truth. We must tell you the truth. Our life is dependent on telling you the truth. We must do it. Break up your fallow ground. And this is how Yahweh will pour His Spirit on you. See, this is why the fourth sacrifice is the sacrifice of breaking your spirit, recorded in Psalms 51, verse 17. Break your spirit. Then Yahweh can pour His Spirit, like He says in Proverbs 1 to 23. He will begin to pour His Spirit on you. And the Spirit of Yah is good. And a broken, now let's get to 5 and 6. And I have some time. Of course, like I said, Psalms 51, verse 17, will let you know 5 and 6. It says the sacrifices of Elohim is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. And this is what you must do. Now, to break the heart, to break your heart, there's two things that you have to break when it comes to breaking the heart. And you want to break it. Because until you do, the Spirit of Yah is not going to penetrate. The reign of righteousness is not going to soak in. Because your ground is not broken. You ever tried to plant seeds on a ground that wasn't broken? It was still hard. You threw the seeds on top and it rained. No, you got to till it. You got to break it up. And that way that rain will penetrate and go deep into the ground and nourish it. So yes, until you break your heart, the wisdom of Yah, the knowledge of Elohim, and understand that these things are not, they're not going to penetrate. They're not going to soak in. They're not going to resonate. It's not going to preserve in you and with you. It's not going to stick. It's not going to stay. See, rain on a ground is not broken. It evaporates the next day. But rain is broken. It gets down deep and down the water. The rain, it preserves. It stays moist. It stays fresh. It stays good. Because it gets deep into the most inner parts where it's most important. where the roots of your plants can feed and be nourished. But you're not broken. You're not broken in your heart and spirit. Let me show you. If you go with me to 1 Samuel, there's two things you need to break. Let's get wisdom and understanding, people. And all we have to do is read the word of the Almighty, the book of the Almighty, because it's here. As long as you're listening through humble ears, a humble heart, then maybe you'll get it. 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, and verse 28. And praise the mighty Yah that we have our other ministers, the other servants of Yah, here at 1907 9th Street. While I'm here holding down this business for Yah, they're at the prison house, right as we speak, doing the same thing that I'm doing, delivering the word of Yah. This is what we do. This is a mission. We have been called to do it. The Spirit of Yah has sent us to do it. And we inspire. We're not trying to do this. If you tell your heart and conjure up in your heart, we're doing this to make ourselves look a certain way. Well, that's going to be your loss. We're only doing this to mount ourselves up. That's going to be your loss. We love the word of the Almighty. The word gets me excited. I love it. I'm inspired by it. I'm inspired that Yahweh has given me the strength to even do what I'm doing this night. And I praise Yah, I got my blood sister here. Yamniel Yisrael, I hope you don't mind me calling your name out. But another servant of Yah that did the work behind the scenes, her blessing her with the strength to come and make the sacrifice and say, we got to work for Yah. We got to do it. Don't nobody know she, I just had to call her out, but yeah, she's making that sacrifice and she's not looking for no cookies, no brownies. We doing this for the Almighty Yah. So I just want to let you know that we're in the prison house every week now, a couple nights out the week. We feeding the poor a few times out the week, and we teaching the word of Yah every day of the week. This is just what we're doing. Because it's time to seek Yah. We're seeking Yah through works, showing Yah that, Yah, you said feed the poor. You said that's the fast that you delight in, so we're going to obey you. You said this, then we're going to hearken. And my Yah, by a covenant, we're going to make these sacrifices. And we breaking our spirit from doing all the other things that we used to want to do. We breaking our heart from doing all the things we used to want to do the very thing we're doing now, which is serving Yah every single day and night. But let me show you this. Praise the mighty God. 1 Samuel 17 chapter, the 28th verse. It says, and Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? Watch what he says. I know thy pride. I know your pride and the naughtiness of your heart. And that's what pride is. Pride is actually naughtiness of the heart. So you got, your heart got two sides. And the side that you need to break is the naughty side. Like the scriptures tell us, The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. It's naughty. It's very naughty. And that's the pride. This is in the naughtiness of thy heart, for thou art come down, that thou mightest see the battle. And he was speaking this way because he know that people know that this is where naughtiness comes from. It comes from the pride of one's heart, although he might not even been being naughty. But look what it says in 2 Chronicles, the 32nd chapter. And so what I'm showing you, and I'm going to prove it here in this verse as well. One thing you want to break when it comes to the heart, you want to break the pride of the heart. See, Yahweh said in Proverbs, the 6th chapter, the 16th verse, that there is 7 abominations that he hates. And the very first one is pride. And pride, people, it comes from one place and one place only. That's your heart. So when Yahweh said, break the heart, you got to break the pride of your heart. And you have to understand pride and what it is and how it looks so you can know, how does pride manifest in me? When am I prideful and showing this thing that ain't good and this naughtiness? And when you begin to break that, you're breaking the heart the way Yahweh wants you to. 2 Chronicles 32, verse 26. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart. See, when you break the heart, you got to break the pride of the heart. Both he and inhabitants of Jerusalem. And so that's what I just wanted to show you, that now we're getting wisdom. Now we're getting understanding. Yahweh said, break the spirit, break the heart. In your spirit, the scriptures say a man is known by his ways. That's your spirit. And it's connected to your heart. Although they're two different entities. Two different vehicles all together. Because the spirit can be broken, but the heart is still hard. And y'all will keep breaking down until to both of them are united. And humility. One heart can be broken, but yet he is hard in his spirit. See, Yahweh will break your heart. He might make you fall in love with a woman. And then have this woman break your heart so you can get humble. But instead of you humbling yourself, you harden your spirit. And you say, man, pump it. I'm about to just be a dog. I don't care about no women now. So now you don't use this time of humility to steam yourself in the wrong direction instead of the right one. Your heart broken, but your spirit is made hard. But when both is broken, you have a better chance of going the right way. Let me show you this. In Psalm. The 10th chapter. And when I show you this, then I'm going to get into some meat to show you why it's so necessary. First of all, you know it's a sacrifice that Yahweh wants you to make, and it's a spirit. It's a special spirit for a man to break his own heart. What kind of spirit is that? Where they do that at? Who told you to break your own heart? The last thing a man in his normal mind want to do is break his own heart. To break his own spirit. That ain't nothing that a normal man want. But yes, the spirit of Yah is not normal. The spirit of Yah is a whole another species. But look what it says in Psalms, the 10th chapter. It says in the second verse, the wicked in his pride does persecute the poor. See, when you got the spirit of Yah, you're not persecuting no poor man. And everybody that feeds the poor don't have the spirit of Yahweh either. But those that do have the spirit of Yah, you must assure and know that they do. They consider the poor. But it says the pride does persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the what? Devices that they imagine, that they have imagined. And when you look at devices that they imagine, these devices that they have imagined is by the way of their pride. Matter of fact, we have to go to Proverbs, the 6th chapter. So you can see what it says in the 16th verse. So you can understand pride, you can understand the heart, and you can know how to defeat that which is working against you every day. Your heart is trying to deceive you every day. And most of us, 99.9999 of us, are falling victim to our own heart. You're falling. Your heart is getting you through the spirit of pride. This is why you walk around haughty. This is why you walk around arrogant. This is why you think that you're smart and you're intelligent, and that these are tools that puffs you up, that make you not a listener, not an obeyer, but someone that's the opposite. This verse 6 and 16, these things does Yahweh hate? Yes, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed its in blood. See, a proud look, you enter yourself. You think you this and that and other. You got your degrees. You got your knowledge. You got it all going on. But what you don't have is the spirit of Yah. You got some knowledge, but you don't have the spirit of it. You don't have the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Because if you did, you would know about these sacrifices and you would be making. You would be making these sacrifices. Especially after you hear it. Because maybe you just don't know yet. But when you got the spirit to obey, all you got to do is hear it. And next thing you know, it's on and popping. But yeah, we can talk to the people till they blue in the face and they still don't do it. They don't have the spirit. But look what it says. Proud look, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and a heart that devises wicked imaginations. And yes, this is what the pride of your heart would cause you to do, to have wicked imaginations. And all you have to do is think highly of yourself. And that to Yah is a wicked imagination. Just by you thinking highly of yourself. Yahweh said, man, that's the smoke of his nostrils. He's sitting there thinking he holy. Thinking he high. Thinking he's somewhere that he is nowhere near where he think he is or she is. You don't even realize how dumb you are. And it's not my words. It's Yahweh to call those who are ignorant, that they somewhere that they're not. He the one call you dumb. He the one call you ignorant. One day, you might not see it now, but you're going to see it soon. Yahweh is going to open your eyes to see how dumb you really are. And this is why the scripture said, look, oh, ye foolish, even a fool is accounted wise when he know how to hold his peace. Even a fool is accounted wise when he know how to humble himself and just sit on down. Humble yourself. Open, incline your ears. So I just wanted to show you that the pride, I want to show you what pride really looks like, people. Go with me to Proverbs, the 8th chapter. It's the pride in the heart that Yahweh, he wants you to break the heart. But Yahweh wants you to break the pride that's in the heart. See, the heart is something Yahweh actually wants. He wants to keep it. He wants to cherish it. He wants to make it one of his treasures. This is why he said he's looking to and fro for a heart that's perfect towards him. So the heart, what Yahweh will actually want you to do and bring it is to break the pride of it, the pride that's inside of it, that makes you stubborn, that makes you stiff-necked, that makes you hard. And when your heart become hard, your ears become hard, your spirit become hard, your neck, your head, everything is hard. And therefore, when Yahweh is trying to inspire you with his truth, it's not so simple to do it. It's not so simple to inspire you with the truth. We got to figure out ways to just try to penetrate that hardness. And it's literally almost impossible. It says in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, the 13th verse, the fear of Yah is to hate evil. That's the fear of Yah is to actually hate evil. But Yahweh said we're people that call evil good and good evil because we're backwards. We really don't know the truth. But through our haughtiness, through our pride, we think we know the truth. But based on what? How you know the truth? The fear of Yah is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance. And if you want to understand pride, all you have to understand is arrogancy. Because that's pride. Flipped into a whole nother word so you can understand pride better. Arrogant. Arrogancy. Self-centered. Puffed up. Lifted up, high head, stretched forth neck, haughtiness. I'm this, I know that, I study this, I study that, I have this degree, I have that degree, I've done this for this many years. Whatever you're telling yourself to mount yourself up is called arrogance. When you should be telling yourself some things that bring you low. Sit down. Just lay on your bed for a second and commune with your heart. And instead of proclaiming your own goodness, try to just think where you should. Where have you fallen? Tell yourself some humble things. Because this is what Yahweh wants. He don't want to see you mounted up. He don't want to see you lifting yourself up. You got to leave that to Yah. Let him lift you up. Let him mount you up. Let him promote you. Let him praise you. And until he do, open your ears. Listen. Learn. And the more you listen and learn, the more you will start doing things that Yahweh wants you to do. Because the things that you're doing now, you're spending your strength for naught. All your work is in vain. Unless Yahweh build a house, that labor buildeth it in vain. And so, yes, Yahweh just want us, let Yahweh promote you. Stay a student until Yahweh make you a teacher. Stay a follower until Yahweh make you a leader. Show forth a good spirit as a student. And even when you become a teacher, you're still a student. Even when you become a leader, you're still a follower. But you have to allow Yahweh to promote you. Arrogancy is the number one evil way. Because arrogancy is pride. It's the first and foremost abomination. And all your abominations, in some form of a fashion, is going to come through the spirit of pride. It's going to come through the spirit of arrogancy. Self-centeredness. Selfishness. You're going to make it all about you. And this is what Yahweh wants you to break. I have to read 1 Samuel, the second chapter, verse 3. 1 Samuel 2 and 3. Please don't kill me. Don't stone me. I'm just the messenger. That's all I am. I still got to humble myself. I still got to do my job. I still got to tell myself humble things. Because I know that it's only by the Spirit of Yah. It's only through the mercies of Yah. It's only through Yah's glory and greatness that I'm able to do anything that I'm doing. I don't deserve to stand here. This is a privilege, an honor, but I don't deserve it. That's what I tell myself. And I believe it because I know it to be the truth. I don't deserve the mercies of the Almighty. Not all. So I'm just a messenger. I'm only telling you what Yahweh want me to tell you. 1 Samuel, the second chapter. What does it say? Let me get right to me for time's sake. The priest heard Hannah crying out, and she was speaking within herself. He misread the situation. In the third verse, he wanted to still tell her wisdom. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. Because that's what proudly is. It shows arrogancy. You see arrogancy? That's pride. Proud. That is what Yahweh said he hated. It's an abomination to be arrogant. It's an abomination to be prideful. There is no pride. School pride, family pride, whatever pride you have is no good form of pride. Because pride makes you about yourself. And when you begin to humble yourself, you know everything must, everything is about Yah and His glory. And if I got a school, the only good thing that better be about it is Yahweh. My family, it's about y'all. Myself, it ain't about me. This is just about y'all. Whatever package I come in, whatever blessing Yahweh gives me, it's only to glorify him. It says, talk no more exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For Yah is a Elohim of knowledge. And by him, actions are weighed. Actions are weighed. This is what Yahweh weigh out. Your actions. See, your actions, and dealing with when, let's connect the verse to this. In the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter, the second verse, it says, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but Yahweh weigheth the spirits. See, he weigh the spirits by weighing your action. That's how he weigh your spirit. Because the things you do is by the way of your spirit. Oh, yeah, his spirit is angry. Now look what he's doing. But some people got an angry spirit, but they know how to cease from that anger. They know how to shake it. Next thing you know, you see him humbling himself. You see him holding his peace. And you can tell he's holding his peace. You can tell he's angry. But watch what he do. And when I see what he do, now I can see his spirit. Although he's angry, that man has the spirit of wisdom with him. He got the spirit of the fear of Yah. Because he refused to act out. He refused to let himself be shown to be foolish. Just because you're wise don't mean you're not going to get mad. Just because you're wise don't mean you're not going to get angry. Yahweh is the wisest. Does Yahweh get angry? Yes. So, yes. Yahweh weighs your actions. He weighs your spirit. And a lot of our actions is just so arrogancy. I see why you do the things that you do. I see why you got the kind of business that you carry out every day, because you're just an arrogant person. You're a prideful person. And instead of it being about Yah and serving the Almighty, you actually just serving yourself. This is why it says in Malachi, the third chapter, the 17th verse, it says, and they shall be mine, says Yah of hosts, in that day when I make my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. And then they're going to return and they're going to be able to discern between the righteous and the wicked. Because the righteous is going to make the sacrifices of righteousness. There's certain things that the righteous is going to do. Not just talking. No, it's things that they must do. And these things must be by the way of knowledge, because we serve a Elohim of knowledge. And by him, actions are weighed. He's looking at what are you doing. And what you do shows that you got my spirit. What you do shows you got the right spirit. Or what you do shows you got the wrong one. But at the end of the day, what are you doing? Are you serving Elohim? Or are you serving him not? And a lot of us, you know you're not serving Yah. Ask yourself, the business that you're carrying out, is the end game, is the end goal to your business you're doing right now, is it for the service of Yah? See, in your mind, well, I'm supposed to serve myself too. I'm supposed to do some things for myself. And I'm supposed to do something for Yah as well. But I got to do for myself. And I got to do for Yah. No, that ain't the way it works. When you are serving of the Almighty, everything you do is for Yah. Everything you do. You wake up. When you wake up and get out that bed, as soon as you step foot on that ground, even when you land in that bed, it's all about the Almighty. That's where you got it twisted and confused. At the point that you begin to serve yourself, you show your arrogance and your pride. You show that you don't get it. God put us on this earth to serve him wholly, all the way. Not some of the way. Not just on the Sabbath day, then the rest of the week you're serving yourself and your own purposes. No. Serving the Almighty, serve him every day, every night. I know you thought the sons and daughters was about you. No, that's about y'all. These sons and daughters you raising up to serve him. You're supposed to be teaching them about y'all so they can set their heart to know the Almighty, so they can have confidence in the Almighty. And you're supposed to raise them in that way. That way when they do go off on their own, they're going to be with y'all and y'all going to be with them. You can't beat them forever, but Yahweh can. And we're supposed to be molding them and raising them up that way. But we know we don't connect them dots. We don't put Yahweh in everything. We separate Yahweh in a lot of things. But Yahweh said, if you're a true servant of the Yah Almighty, everything is about. Can you imagine? You get married with a woman. And she's married to this man, but she got a separate life. She got a separate account. She got a separate household that she must take time away from you and the family she has with you. Money, resources, she must diminish from this house just to support this other one. And this house is going in a whole different direction. It's not supporting one house. Two different houses, two different goals, two different. No, they don't work like that. We in one house, one marriage, one relationship, and everything is up on the one brother. And what's yours is y'all's. Supposed to be. But in mine, it ain't. You got some separate things, some separate things going on. But true servants of the Almighty, why you think David, let me show you this, and let's go to the last sacrifice. I don't have more. I only need about maybe 5 minutes. Four more minutes. All right, Isaiah 2 and 11, let's read this. Isaiah 2 and 11. Four more minutes. Let's praise the mighty God. Isaiah 2 and 11. It reads, the lofty looks of man. Lofty is high. He's looking at himself in a high way, upholding his own self in high esteem. He's arrogant. He's prideful. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and Yahweh alone shall be exalted in that day. He's the only one that should be served. It says, for the day of Yahweh shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. And we're trying to get you to do that now. Because when Yahweh come and do it, you brought low in, it's because you didn't listen when he was trying to tell you, go ahead and get low. But now he got to come in with his own hand, smack you down. And that's what you don't want. This is why you must break the heart. The 17th verse, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and Yahweh alone shall be exalted. Time to get off the high horse. Time to get humble. It's time to start listening. Believing on him. You should be established. Believe in his prophets. You're going to prosper. You're going to prosper in the truth. And you're going to prosper in how to really serve the Almighty. In the court, that's the pride of the heart. And the other part of the heart that you must break, and we taught it before, and that's the lust. You'll read that in Psalm 78, verse 18. break the lust of your heart. Because your lust is also connected to your pride, because your lust is all about you and what you want, your desires. Yahweh wants you to get out of your desires. Stop making it about you, and life is all about you every day. What's your sacrifice for Yah? And that's the life we got to start learning how to live. Be happy in it. Because as a servant, you're supposed to have a spirit. I want to serve my master. I want to serve my father, my king, my Elohim, my father. Don't you want to live forever? Well, be happy in serving Yah. Being a servant, even if it's a doorkeeper. Wake up happy every day. Happy every day. To just keep that door. Now listen. The six, that was sacrifice number five, to break the heart. A broken and contrite heart. Break the pride and break the lust. You done broke that heart. Get off the arrogancy. Get off that lust. You done broke that heart. And this is why we're trying to encourage the people to fast. Fast. So you can lose the bands of wickedness. Let's go here to Psalms 116 so I can show you number six of the 10 sacrifices of righteousness. And it says, verse 10, I believed, therefore have I spoken. You got to believe this. It's only one way to really do this thing. You got to believe it. You got to know. You got to understand. I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. That's hasty. All men are liars. No. Yahweh is still in his earth. Yahweh's spirit is still in his earth. He still has sons and daughters that has his spirit. It says, what shall I render unto Yah for all his benefits towards me? Waking me up every day, blessing me, having mercy upon me. What shall I render unto Yah for all his benefits? Well, he said, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yah. I will pay my vows unto Yahweh now in the presence of all his people. Not separated from the people. No, I'm about to be in the presence of Yah's people. And I'm going to pay my vows in the midst of Yah's people. And when you look at people paying vows, it was substance. They brought substance. They brought sacrifices. Because they said, I'm about to render unto Yah. I'm about to build up the congregation, the sanctuary. And I'm going to do it in the midst of the people. And he says, precious in the sight of Yah is the death of his saints. Oh, Yah, truly, I am your servant. I'm your servant. I serve you every day and night. And this thing ain't no longer about me. I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. And yes, when you learn from Yah and you accept his truth and you allow him to teach you, yeah, you'll start losing them bonds. You'll start be broken away from your own oppression of wickedness. He said, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of Yah, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will pay my vows unto Yah now in the presence of all his people. That's the sacrifice of thanksgiving. In the courts of Yahweh's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye Yah. And this is how we do it. In the last scripture, will you write this down for yourself? Deuteronomy 16:16. It says, we appear before Yah, but don't appear before him empty. How you going to appear before Yahweh empty? That means you ain't got the right spirit. You don't have the spirit of sacrifice. You don't have no thanksgiving for the Almighty. You don't have nothing to show that you're thankful for what Yahweh has given you. Even if you just got the skin and flesh upon your bones. When you serve Yah. And you stirred up and you believe in Yah. But you can see the people don't really believe in the Almighty. They still waiting for Yahweh to show up, but Yahweh already here. His spirit already in your face. They still waiting for Yahweh's spirit to come, but it's already here. So how do you believe? How do you know and understand? When Yahweh already trying to touch you, already trying to inspire you. Sacrifice of thanksgiving. We're going to go more into it, but I'm past my time. I praise the mighty Yah for this opportunity, this great privilege and pleasure he's laid before me. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yahweh is holy. And let his word and his name continually be magnified. Shalom, shalom.
That's what we stepping on. The next plane won't miss the Pentagon. The bees are dying, Florida was drying. Look like death coming to Babylon. The nation is about to be born. A pure link was given the call on the name of God. All people will serve the sun, the black supremacist. No hippie or the sick, looking like Dennis. The menace, the demon is finished. When the wicked fall, the meek increase. Israel is free. Yeah. Detroit sin, the death of the beast. The resurrection of God's people. All your children will be righteous. Walking in God's light. In the landing.